Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this show is not legal advice, trading advice, financial advice, or personal advice. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much. Yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and I got an email the other day, and the listener was like, hey man, I really like your show, and cryptocurrency is one of those things that's going to empower the average folk, empower me. What can I do to help cryptocurrencies move forward? And I replied, yeah man, what you should do is you get out to your community. Start telling people about this opportunity, this cryptocurrency, the ideology. Start telling people in your community to take cryptocurrency as a form of currency. Go to your bartenders, your hairdresser, local merchants, the store, the corner store, whoever, and tell them to take cryptocurrency. By doing that, you'll get mass adoption. And then after I sent the email, I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, some of my favorite currencies don't even have working mobile apps. And if they do have a mobile app that is so outdated and so unuseful that there's no point to even tell people to take this cryptocurrency, because then it looks kind of like a joke. So my rant and commentary today, it's about 2018. It's about telling these companies that you need to get it together to move forward this year. This is the make or break year. Now everybody's talking about this, but I really want to let everybody know why this is important. And the first part is that this is your money. We are investing into ideas, companies, people. And everybody says, do your research and things like that. Well, you go, you do your research, you go and you look at their white paper, you look at their roadmap, you look at what they're saying, and now you're waiting for a product. Now, this is the only time that you give people so much money, millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars of investment, and they don't have products. So what I'm trying to say, in 2018, let's hold their balls to the coals and get them to put these products out. And also, I think it's very unacceptable that some of them don't have products. So let me go through some companies I think are dropping the ball. Currency companies. If you're a big currency, Bitcoin, people say, what does Bitcoin do? You can't buy anything with Bitcoin. Look, Bitcoin is supporting the whole market. You're doing a lot of things with Bitcoin. If your coin is on Coinbase, you can use Coinbase as an app of transaction. Scan their QR code, send it to wallet, done. It's expensive depending on the coin you use, but Litecoin, their fees are like 4 cents using the Coinbase app. Other currencies, if you do not have a mobile wallet, your priorities are not in line with your currency or with mass adoption or with anything that is a practical use of your currency. So 2018, I want to see mobile apps from these currency companies. I've lived in China for 12 years. And in 12 years, I've seen China go from a cash society to a mobile society. I can do everything on my mobile phone. I can pay for a taxi. I can pay for every good in every store. I can pay for movie tickets. I can do anything on a mobile app. I can order taxis, order things to my house, order on Amazon, where they have Taobao over there. But, you know, order online shopping, and it gets dropped off at my door. Fresh fruits even, fresh meat, dropped off at my door. Pay for repairs on my scooter, whatever I want to do, all from my phone. You want to know why? Because they have working products. And they're going to be like, oh, well, that's because it's a centralized bank and things like that. This is on the blockchain. It's a new technology. No. Stop. It's because mass adoption needs products that not only work, are simple to use, and integrated into people's lives. So if you're putting out an app, and you do it in your currency that has an app, and it's just kind of cumbersome, poorly laid out, not thinking about the big picture of how people can utilize this app in everyday life, you're dropping the ball. And while these companies are raising hundreds of millions of dollars in market cap and investment and from us, the people, flying around, talking at conferences, going to Seoul and Hong Kong and Europe and London and Miami, where they're going to, you know, meetings of crypto people with yachts and Lamborghinis, spending those gains that they have, get on a plane and start researching products. Get to China, download WeChat, and understand how they're using it in their everyday society. And you know what? Take some screenshots, go back home, tell your developers, take some of that money, tell your developers to make this. Just, hey, make this right here and put our currency on it. Done. Also, there are companies out there that do not have a product. They don't have a mobile app. They're calling themselves a currency, and they don't even have a way for us to go to our local stores, our bartenders, our hairdressers, and say, please, take this currency. If we did, we'd look like idiots. Hey, bartender, take this currency. Well, how do I do that? Here, let's download this desktop wallet, and then there's you see these all these little, you know, capital and lowercase letters and numbers. Well, that's your address. What you need to do is you need to post that on the bar so we can send stuff to your address. What? Get it together, guys. Also, if you are a company that's saying you're going to do a decentralized exchange and you don't have a product, there's decentralized exchanges all over the place. You can put up a dummy product, a faux product, an idea of your interface. But companies are raising millions of dollars and having no product. Some companies are saying, we're going to be the Ethereum 2.0, or we're blockchain 2.0. And they're saying all these cool things, we're going to shard, it's going to be fast, you know, 1,000 transactions a second, thousands, 10,000 of transactions a second, and they don't have a working product. Yet their market cap is billions. That's not right. So what's not right about it is that they know they don't have a working product. They are accepting this investment and laughing about how stupid the investors are. I can't believe that they invested in us. We don't have a working product and we had, you know, billions of... No, these are hardworking people's money. And I think that there should be more responsibility out of these companies to address the average people, to address the people in general, and explain what they're doing, why the market cap is so high, and what they demand out of themselves to produce for the people. Now think about this. Some people will say, Matthew, you're FUDing the market. This is FUD. No, this is not FUD. This is real. This is demanding excellence, demanding products, demanding mass adoption, demanding a way to move forward from these investments. If this was Apple and you invested $10,000 or $2,000 or whatever amount of money into Apple and they said they're not going to release a product, or the product that they released is not even near like their competitors or something else that's in mass adoption. Imagine if Apple releases the original iPhone today and you compare it to the Samsung Galaxy Note 8, and you'd be like, are you kidding me? And you'd be like, well, yeah. And then you look at the iOS, and there's like not even a copy paste. And you're like, guys, why isn't there a copy paste? And you're like, oh yeah, we'll get it on the next one. This is new tech. Bullshit. You didn't do your research. You don't care about mass adoption, and you are not looking.
Hey guys, TiVo here to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock, a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell all in one. That's right, 3-in-1 for triple the security. It's easy to install. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It gives you keyless entry, so no more fumbling your keys when you have your hands full coming back from the grocery store. No more worry about the kids losing a house key. No more worry about a guest losing the house key or forgetting the passcode on your door. And for Airbnbers, it's a no-brainer as you can change the passcode at will between renters. It has available fingerprint recognition, and it has AI self-learning chip, so the more you use it, the more accurate it's going to be. You will have no anxiety with the battery charging. It is a rechargeable battery, and it lasts around 4 months, but don't worry, when it's low, it'll give you plenty of weeks' notice, and also, it always comes with a physical key as a backup. There's no monthly fee, unlike other brands that charge you a monthly fee to get your backup recordings. They're always recorded locally, and you will always have access. Customer support for the Eufy Video Lock is 24/7, so you don't have to worry about any issues you have, and it comes with an 18-month warranty. What I love about this product is it's truly all-in-one with the 3-in-1. You don't have to go out and buy multiple parts. It's all in this package with the Eufy Video Lock. So if you're interested in learning more, go on Amazon and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock. Again, that's EUFY Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock. Get complete control over your front door.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking at the real utility of this, and don't tell us that it's new tech because it's on the blockchain. All you have to do is design an app and, you know, at least limit its functionality, but at least make people think or show that you know what you need to do in the future. And this could be very innovative. So don't tell me you can't make an app for your ICO raising $22 million, or a demo product, or a beta product, because that's a bunch of crap. I've made the website for crypto101podcast.com sitting on my red sofa in an afternoon watching YouTube videos for $150. So, guys, this is the year we take these companies and we hold their balls to the coals, some hot coals, and we tell them, we want to see you producing something. And when you produce that something, don't make it 10-year-old tech. Go out and do market research and see what the world's using. Don't make a shitty website. Don't make a shitty app. Don't tell me that, hey, you go to your local store and tell your bartender to take this with this crappy app that you make that's limited functionality, bogged down with bugs and slow and I'm just frustrated, because after interviewing and talking to so many people in this space, you come to know and find out that they don't know why they have the market cap they have, yet they feel no responsibility to come out and tell you. Now, this isn't FUD. I want people to make money. I also don't want people to lose money, and I don't want this space to lose momentum because they don't know, or they don't care, or we're not holding their balls to the coals. Like I said, we have to keep them responsible for at least reporting why they have $1 billion market cap, hundreds of millions dollar market cap, and they don't have a product. Come out and say it. And some of them hide behind the international or the websites or their telegrams or whatever. And they just put out things like, we have 30,000 people in our Telegram community. What does that even mean? If you have 30,000 people in your Telegram community, what you need is a community organizer. And that community organizer, first give them the tools, let's just say a currency coin, and you tell these guys to make community organization in every corner of the world. And you say, hey, where are you from? I'm from Dover, New Hampshire. Oh, wow, really? Nice to meet you. By the way, you're the new NavCoin organizer for Dover, New Hampshire. I'm from Topeka, Kansas. All right, you're the new organizer for Topeka, Kansas. Go out there, and we have now a Topeka, Kansas chat, and we're going to talk about how we can get the people involved with spending and using this currency. And how do you do that? On our mobile app. Here it is, right here. Go out. But what I see in these channels is them boasting how many people are there. I don't care. What are you doing? What are we doing for mass adoption? What are we doing to use this? What are we doing to make this a place in society? It's time. It is time. The money has been raised. The total market cap of cryptocurrency is at $600 billion, and it's still growing. And like I said, I'm not here to FUD. I am here to give a push to people that have invested and say, look, if they're not coming out with products that make sense and organizing in a way that drives people to use their products in a smart mass adoption way, then let's really consider, are these the best people to be putting your money into? And let's stop looking at their numbers to say that they report to us without any substance. Like the 30,000 people on Telegram or 50,000 people on Telegram, that means nothing to me unless we're doing something with those people. If you have 50,000 people there, then you have the ability to say, hey guys, who wants to take over Topeka? Who wants to take over Dover? Great, you're the Dover guy. Let's get five people to use the app. And you can know who's using the app. You can see who's using apps and not, and who's downloading, where they're downloading them from. Give them the tools. If you're a decentralized exchange and you say you're coming out with something in 2018, it better be good if you have $50 million market cap. If you're a decentralized exchange with a $500 million market cap, you better have a great product. Another thing I think is really disheartening and dishonest is I watch a lot of these companies and they have $500 million market caps or something like that. And they say stuff like, we have, something is, this is, and like in a here and now present tense of speech. And then when you look on their website or you look at it for their product, they don't have the product that they're talking about. This isn't a will be. They're boasting about something they don't have. So, in summary, 2018 is the year where we need to start utilizing the power we have. And the power that we have is our investment money. And if these companies want to create and really do want to create something, then they have to start organizing and giving the people the tools to get this done. Other than that, I would be more than happy to pull my money out and put it into somebody that is producing and having their priorities straight. And if your company says I'm a currency and you don't have a mobile app, and if you have a mobile app, it is not even near to some of the things that are on the market right now, PayPal or WeChat or Alipay, and you didn't even think to copy those apps to make a better working product, you don't care. I would look for those companies that are gonna do that. If you're a decentralized exchange and you don't have a beta out and I can't buy coins on there and your UI is like 2001, I'm thinking about what you guys are really doing. And if you're Ethereum 2.0 and I can't even play like CryptoKitties, Tony Pony, or even grow a mushroom on the blockchain or whatever, something stupid, it doesn't matter, and I can't even do that on your platform, you better get it done in 2018. Because there is no excuse. And when you have billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars, don't tell me you don't have money. Don't go to conferences and fly around all over the world talking to people, Lambos and shit like that, and say that I can't get this app done because the tech is too new. Come on, guys. Please. Please. So this isn't FUD. This is a call for us to say we have the power of investment. Let's hold them to their promises in 2018 and push them to make products so we, me and you, can go out and tell our neighbors to use it and get this cryptocurrency thing moving forward. Because that's why we're in this game. It's for the gains, yes, investment, make some money off of it. By investing in these future companies that are driving the future, but we also have to see that future in forms that we can use. And that's what we believe in. We believe in a future with cryptocurrency and mass adoption. Thank you very much. I'm Matthew Aaron. This is Crypto 101. And the songs today were sent by a listener, Caitlin. First song, Snow Allegra, Home, Motez, The Future, and Tosca Black, Sandpaper.